Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to Work in Sanity, a show about keeping your sanity while you work from home. I'm Tom Merritt. I've been working from home for about 10 years, running my own podcasting business and writing novels.
And I'm Patrick Beja. I've been working from home for over 10 years, doing production and podcasts and more.
Today, we're going to address some questions and thoughts that some of you sent to us.
Thanks for sending these. Keep them coming. Send us question on working from home at contact@workinsanity.net.
Yeah, this was great. Keep those things coming. Our first question comes from John the Cap. John says, I am the CIO of a local construction company in Portland, Oregon, building custom homes. We are turning our attention to developing proper spaces in our home. In our prod dev meetings, we have decided there needs to be a couple of spaces in a home available as workspaces, traditional office and a flex space for those times of required multitasking that do not work well from behind a closed office door. I would love to get your insight and perspective on what you would consider to be the best workspaces in a home. And he's got three questions we're going to deal with. First is, have you done anything with your home workspace over the years to address deficiencies in lighting, ventilation, connectivity, refreshments, etc.? Number two, if you had the opportunity to build a new home from scratch, what items would you feel important to define your suitable home workspace? And three, have there been things you have done over the years to improve your home workspace only to find it did not work out the way you expected?
Yeah, so I think all three of these essentially try to address the question of how do you set up your workspace in all aspects of it so that it works as well as it could. And for me, I have to say there are a few things that you can keep in your mind, but mostly I've taken the spaces as they were, mostly. There's certainly aspects of connectivity that you need to think about. I think talking about ventilation, if you close the door in a small unventilated space, then maybe try to open the window every once in a while. If it's not, you know, that kind of common sense thing. Lighting, I would say, unless you do something professionally, don't worry so much about lighting. I'm thinking about being on screen for a webcam. For the regular meetings, you don't need that. And obviously, you need to have a well-lit space so that you can read stuff and not hurt your eyes. But again, usually you have a light in your, you know, a lamp or a couple of lamps in your office or room. And that, I think, should be enough. Refreshments is an interesting one. You shouldn't forget to drink water or other things, but mostly water. And I actually have, because we live in a giant house in the middle of the countryside, I actually have a tiny fridge in my home office so that I can have water and other things just close by so I don't forget to drink. So there are a few things, and I think connectivity we're going to talk about a little bit more. If I was building it from scratch, maybe I would do things a little bit differently as well. But what about you, Tom?
Yeah, it's interesting what you say about the refreshments. I didn't think about it too much. I just sort of went into our kitchen and would get water or a snack when I needed it. But once Eileen started to work from home because of the lockdowns, I had to think about it more, and now we have like a snack box, you know, of some healthy snacks that we can grab, and I have San Pellegrino waters set out that we could grab. I made it more of like an office snack bar when there were two of us, and it's really nice. It actually really feels nice to go in and see the, you know, the snacks all lined up and everything. So I don't think that's something you have to do, but it was something that I didn't think to do, but once I did, it made a difference. connectivity, ventilation, lighting, like you said, Patrick, it's all important. I guess if you're designing your ideal workspace, like having some natural light is good, right? It's good for you and it would help you out. But I've always had enough lighting, like you say, to do my work. Connectivity is the one that I would design for better. I've had to make sure that I got the cable modem for my internet installed in the office, because if something goes wrong, I want to have it right there so I can work on it right away, even though it's going to provide internet for the whole home. And I would say having the ability to easily have redundant setup of connectivity is important, because I have that as well. There haven't been too many things I've done to improve home workspaces that didn't involve furniture, you know, like monitor stands or things like that. I'm really glad that John wrote, because I'm like, maybe there are things I hadn't realized I could do that I should start thinking about.
Probably are. And I think this is where his job comes in, which is designing from scratch. Certainly connectivity is one, but the redundancy you're mentioning, I think, is really important. Even in my remote area, I do have a fiber connection, but I also have a 4G connection that I can use as a backup, if only maybe not necessarily to do shows, although that happens. It happens every, you know, quarter. I have one time when the internet has crapped out, and it is important, because when you work from home, it's not just to watch Netflix; it's to actually do your work. So that is something to think about for sure. But other than that, you can usually make do with the way your home is set up. So
I would add electrical outlets. That is one thing, because my home dates from 1955. And there's only two outlets in here. It's enough, you know, with some extension cords and power strips, it works fine. But when you go to those business hotels and they have outlets everywhere, because they know, like, people just need to be able to plug in their phones and laptops wherever, I feel like, oh yeah, these people get it. So that would probably be something I would want to design in if I was going from scratch.
Exactly. Yeah. It's definitely nicer when you have the ability to have a complete setup ready for you. So, but I feel like that's usually not something, unless you redo your entire work, a home office, you're not going to dive into that.
Well, thank you, John, for question one.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Question two, it's about presentation, and there are two people who wrote us about how to present themselves well on conference calls. The first email is from Scott. What I've been struggling with while at home is audio for meetings. I've got an okay headset, a Logitech H540 USB connected, and it works pretty well. My question is more about appearance. I look a bit of a goof with this big headset on when I'm on Zoom call with video. I could switch to one of those cell phone style headphones, but the audio, both sending and receiving, is going to suffer. What's a fellow to do that isn't thinking about taking up a career in podcasting? So the PR40 is out of the equation. Wants to be cost conscious and potentially bring this to the office in the future once that option is back on the table. And so we also got a question from Carl, who sent us a voicemail.
Hi, Tom and Patrick. Carl here, calling from sunny Gothenburg, Sweden. I have a question regarding how we can set up a functioning office at home in regards to how I present myself to colleagues and partners and customers, etc. How would I set up a home office in a good and cheap way so that I can look good and sound good in meetings that I am in? And what should I take into consideration when being portrayed or portraying myself using digital tools from home? Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Yeah, so presentation is something I hadn't really thought too much about. I think because, Patrick, both of us are on video podcasts, so we feel like, well, we have to do presentation, but I guess, you know, other people are thinking about it in a different way. They're thinking about it from the aspect of, I don't need to look production ready, but I, you know, don't want to look like a goof, right? Yeah, and I totally get that.
I think this is especially true. If you're having meetings with your colleagues, it's probably more acceptable. If it's with clients, then you really don't want to look like, you know, the idiot who does you can't see. And yeah, I completely understand that.
Yeah, I don't know that there are too many great headsets that sound good and look good. In fact, I'll throw that one out to the audience. If somebody's like, no, I've got just the thing, send it to us, contact@workinsanity.net. So I would say that I would either just become comfortable with that look on the video call, or become comfortable with a little bit less of the audio quality, knowing that you're valuing the presentation of your video over the audio, unless you want to spend a tiny bit of money to get a desk mic. You can get a Shure, not the SM50s that are $99, but you can get a Shure PA mic for around $50. And then you would have to buy another $50 on an XLR adapter to USB. And then you'd have a nice mic sitting there. That's the first thing that comes to my mind. What about you, Patrick?
There are a couple of things. A blue microphone, a USB blue microphone, is an option. Just go to, I think it's bluemicrophones.com. The Snowball is really inexpensive. They have different Yetis that work pretty well as well. The Snowball picks up everything in your room. So maybe that's not the best option, but it is cheaper and will allow you to not have the giant headset on your head. But I wouldn't discount phone headsets so quickly. I think some of them have become really good. So I can vouch for the Apple one. You know, the white Apple one is one that we use on, not the wireless one. I wouldn't necessarily consider the AirPods to be in that good audio quality category, but the wired one are surprisingly good. That's usually actually my default position when I get a guest who isn't used to podcasting, who doesn't have a big rig ready. The white Apple headphones are an acceptable solution. And similarly with other brands, the headsets are, the small ones are surprising. So try them out. I think you shouldn't discount them.
Yeah. No, Patrick's absolutely right. You've saved the day. I totally didn't even think about that. It was right there in front of me. Those are really good. And actually for conference calls, even a wireless earbuds, whether they're Apple or Sony or something else, might be good enough and still be better.
Yeah, that's true. I'm always thinking about production quality. In a conference call, it's not necessarily the most important thing. So yeah, try those out. If they don't work out, then maybe look into an inexpensive USB mic from a known brand. They're all pretty good. So and then you can use the headset just for listening, which works out well. For general presentation, more video, this is a little bit of a tough one, to be honest, because webcams are usually pretty poor quality on laptops, and they give you this from behind, from below look, where, you know, your chin is exposed. Yeah. And it's not an awesome placement. So And webcams, if you want to buy one, the problem is we're used to getting decent audio quality is relatively inexpensive. Getting decent video quality is much more difficult because we're used to seeing incredible video quality on everything, including YouTube and things like that, where professional YouTubers spend a lot of money on those things. So, and webcams, there are a few that come to mind again. The ones that are the most popular, I think, with good quality are from Logitech. They're the ones that's, at least that I think about immediately. The C920 is one that you will hear about often. The new StreamCam is one that will also be referenced quite often, which is a little bit expensive and is not maybe designed for this. The last one is the Logitech Brio, which does a very decent quality, but again, is relatively expensive. I think if you don't want to invest there, what you can do is prop up your laptop when you're, if it's important to you to have a good presentation, prop up your laptop and bring the webcam at the height of your eyes, if you can, and light your room as much as you can. Lighting changes a lot on those small sensors, webcam sensors. And if you light it very much, you will see a dramatic improvement in the quality of your image. You don't have to go and do a three-point lighting thing, but at least make sure you're not in the relative dark.
Yeah, a cheap way to think about it, if you're not going to go full three-point lighting, is you want to have more lighting coming towards your face than coming from behind. You still want some coming from behind if you can, because it fills out the room, gives you depth and all of that, but you really want it in front coming towards your face, because that's what's being shown on the camera. That's what you want people to see. Those cameras that Patrick mentioned, I totally agree with. They are harder to find these days because so many more people are trying to find them. So another alternative would be to look at some of the apps out there for using your phone as a webcam, because a lot of times your phone will have a much better camera in it than your laptop. And there are some apps that can be used in conjunction with a laptop to use your phone as the webcam. And then that's a lot easier to position and make it so that it's at your eye level. So you might want to investigate that as well. If you really do want really good front light, I was going to throw out the Ring Light as a possibility. But again, that's an expense, and it may not be worth it for a lot of people. But it's cheaper than buying a whole lighting kit.
Yeah, definitely. But about the using the phone as a webcam, I've tried a couple of them, and I've seen that there was really bad delay. So there was like 3-4 seconds delay, which is, of course, not ideal. Maybe there are other ones, but keep in mind that this might happen.
Right, right. You may have to try a couple of them. You might want to look around for reviews. I've heard that from people, that they couldn't get it to work well. I've heard other people say, I got mine to work fine, so it may be you know, network conditions or whatever. But there are more of those being made, so it's worth it looking into as an option.
Yeah.
We also got some other thoughts and tips from folks in the audience. Thank you for that. Here are some topic suggestions from Harrison. Harrison says, I'm a CTO of a medium-sized law firm in Texas. We sent the entire workforce home in early March, and we are never going back. We converted our work from home policy to a work from anywhere policy, with a push to a smaller physical footprint and less physical stuff. Here's a few show ideas. Chairs. $1,500, but your ass will love you. So he's like, we should talk about furniture. We should talk about comfort. He says, keep your work at work. Don't let it go all over the house. You will never stop. Dual WAN. Sounds crazy, but $60 for a cable line is cheap insurance for your income maker. This was a personal lifesaver with my 3 kids and 2 professionals working from home. Team and relationship building, also a touchy topic. Employee monitoring. Your boss knows where you are going and where you are despite being out of the office. Those are all some topic ideas. Thank you, Harrison, for sending those along.
Absolutely. I'm especially interested in chairs. I would need to do some research because I need one. I have a gamer chair, which is pretty cool, but I think it's time to invest in something, because obviously, I mean, we might do a show about it, so I'm not going to start talking about it.
I'm interested in chairs because I need a different chair, and Patrick's going to do some research for me. So I'm very looking forward to that. That's it for Work Insanity. We hope we helped you bring a little sanity into your work life from home.
Ooh, that was loud. Keep those questions coming at contact@workinsanity.net. I'm Patrick Beja. Catch up with me at NotPatrick on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
And I'm Tom Merritt. You can find me at TomMerritt.com and find both of us at WorkInsanity.net. See you there.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.